Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he stops robbing his home. Sweet song, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, love and be happy. What if I be blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
Off the mark as goals from DJ and Stockley give us all 3 points over a Crewe side that were anything but so solid. Welcome to Charlton Live. So hello and welcome to Charlton Live. I hope you're well. My name is Louis Mendez and we'll be looking back at yesterday's finally first win of the season over Crewe. 2-0 win over the Alex. Joining me to do just that, we've got Mr. Tom Walling. How are you doing, Tom?
Yeah, very good, mate. Very good.
Buzzing after our first 3 points in what feels like forever.
Yes. Yeah, very happy with yesterday. Yeah, much more like it.
Yeah, back on track, top of the league. Here we come. So on tonight's show, then, of course, we'll be hearing the highlights of the game very shortly. We're going to hear from the Addicts boss, Nigel Adkins. Also a special treat, we're going to hear from one of the strikers who scored yesterday, Jaden Stockley, the big Labrador, came to speak to us after the game. Also got your views, of course, from the fans bar and a little bit extra. We spoke to the Crewe boss, David Artell, yesterday just to find out a little bit more about Charlie Kirk. Of course, we signed from the Alex a few days ago. So plenty of stuff that we can chat about, Tom. But I mean, obviously, before we hear the highlights, a much-needed win and I think a pretty well-deserved one as well yesterday.
Yeah, 100% we deserved to win it. It wasn't, you know, the best performance you're ever going to see from a Charlton side. And as you said in your intro there, I didn't think Crewe were much of an opposition. But they still had chances despite that. And yeah, I think when your confidence is down and you haven't won a game yet this season, the most important thing is to win the game. It doesn't really matter how you do it. And we did that. And so, yeah, I was very pleased yesterday. As I say, there were definitely things that we need to improve on, and if we come up against a better side, then we're going to need to be better as well. But we just needed to get that first win. That was all that mattered, and we did that. Took our two goals very, very well, not set piece as well, which is positive. So yeah, got to try and use that now as a springboard and try and build some momentum now going into, obviously we've got the international break annoyingly, but if we can, you know, get some players out, get some minutes into the likes of Schwartz or similar in the Pizza Trophy on Tuesday, get some bodies back in the next couple of weeks, and then try and build on this now. That's the most important thing, I think.
Excellent stuff. Right, let's have a listen to the highlights then from Charlton TV. Steve Brown was alongside Greg Stubley and Terry Smith.
Morgan gets the ball back across to Stockley, turns, little chip ball across. Innes is still there, gets his head there, and it needs the save to palm it away from the corner by Jaskalainen.
Held up by Innes, Charlton struggling to clear their lines. Ainley with a cross, and it's a header from McFadzean, which is easy for McGilvery to deal with.
Plays into the centre-half and gives it away to Washington. Now Kirk. He's got Watson behind him. Watson to Stockley. Stockley. To Kirk again. To his left is Gunter. Gunter with the cross. It's a search across. Jaisimi!
That's a lovely header to land Jaisimi. A searching cross from Chris Gunter. Jaisimi beats McFadzean to the ball against Charlton lead.
Yeah, and we talk about this week in, week out, about players anticipating coming in from the far side, getting inside the fullback. Spotting that cross early, making the run, anticipate, get across your man and meet it well. I mean, it's a very brave header from Jaisimi. And we were just talking moments ago about him slow to react when the ball went across. He should have left his position a bit earlier. Not so on this time. It's a great teasing cross from Gunter, begging to be attacked. And Jaisimi, with good strength and on the move, gets in front of the opposite fullback and powers it past the keeper. 1-0.
Trying to turn Watson, it might run to Ainley, and does. Ainley with a shot. It's a good save from McGilvery. It's a powerful effort. Was towards his near post from McGilvery. Gets both hands and palms it behind for a crew corner.
Yeah, good save.
Finds Ainley, who will cross. It's easy for Innes to head away. Crew pick up the pieces. Ainley, it's a dangerous header. Stockley gets something on the ball, but Knight can feed it forward. Good challenge by Gunter, and Charlton can break it. It's 3-on-2. Jaisimi switches the play across to Washington. Washington, ball forward to Stockley. Can he get there? Stockley, still with it. Jaden Stockley! Charlton 2, Crew 0. A great counter-attack from the Addicts. Washington, calm, composed on the ball. Fast forward to Stockley, who just let the ball run across him. Takes it past Jaskalainen and finishes.
Yeah, when Jaisimi struck that ball, I thought he picked the wrong pass. I've got to be honest. I thought that was going to fizzle out. Turns out it was a wonderful diagonal. Very accurate, very well weighted. I think Washington initially wanted to take the defender on, but he just looked up just at the right time and saw the run from Stockley down the centre of the pitch. And then again, an excellent pass from Washington into the path of Stockley. He could have taken that first time, but he had the composure and the foresight just to let it run across his body, round the keeper and slot it into the open net. That is a wonderful counter-attacking goal.
Yeah, there is a half-time whistle. It is Washington, who's made a really good run for Charlton. Lays it off for Gunter. Gunter with the cross. Stockley with the header. It's over the bar.
Yeah, good to see, though. We're on the front foot.
As Morgan takes again towards the near post. Headed away. Comes out to Gunter with a shot. Oh, my word. What an effort from Chris Gunter. Just brushes the side netting, I think.
Well, whatever it did, Jaskalainen wasn't moving. He was beating all ends up. He was just praying that that was the right side of the post for him. I thought that I was going to see the net bulge. It was such a sweet, clean strike from Gunter.
The overlap of Ramsey heading towards the Charlton penalty area. Inside now, taking on Gunter. Takes a shot. It's palmed away by McGilvery. And out.
Yeah, I agree. As the ball's not forward towards Stockley. Let's it run. It's going to come into Washington in the area. Can he take it? Can he finish?
That's a save from Jaskalainen.
Charlton tuck down the right now. And Jaisimi and Matthews combined. Ball into Kirk, who tried to plant it down the right side of Jaskalainen.
The Jaskalainen was positioned well enough to claim it.
Challenging.
And McFadzean now brings it forward for Crew, and he takes a pot shot about 25 yards out, and it needed McGilvery to be alert and palm it away for a corner.
Into the box, up in the air from Gunter. Go for the second one, but Ainley gets there first. A little touch from Famo. Needs the save from McGilvery.
And Famo trying to tidy up and does so really well and gets the ball down the line to stop.
6 minutes of added time as Washington has the ball in the centre. A little flick from Clare back into Washington. Going to get his shot away. Washington, he does, but it's wide left of the post past him. Clare, edge of the penalty area. Ball into the box. Is headed away by Offord. Straight to Gunter. Gunter with a shot. And Stockley wanted it into the six-yard box, but Gunter saw the goal at his mercy. Unfortunately, the ball didn't go in the same direction.
Out to Murphy. But there is the final whistle. And Charlton have their first win of the season. And it's come at the Valley.
There we go. I think relief was my main emotion at full-time, Tom. talk about the performance in a minute, but I mean, it's absolutely we couldn't go into this international break still without a win, because I think, you know, you can imagine how sour those 2 weeks would have been.
Yeah, yeah, and with no disrespect to Crewe, they were coming in equally bad form, and we had to look at that as a game that we should win. I don't very often bet on Charlton to win, but I did yesterday. I was confident because I thought, well, you know what, if we can't beat a Crewe side that are in similar form to us, then, you know, this really is going to be a difficult season. So, yeah, as I said earlier on in my kind of summary, the most important thing yesterday was that we won the game. It didn't really matter how we do it. And I think there were plenty of good performances throughout the team, and I'm sure we'll come on to talk about that. I thought the formation was better. I thought Albie was better deeper. But as I say, the most important thing was we won. And if it had been a set piece or a penalty or anything like that, I still would have taken it. But I think to get a couple of goals from open play, for one of our wingers to get off the mark as well, for the likes of Chrissy Gunter to have a much better game, I think there are so many positives to take from yesterday. As I say, albeit against a relatively limited opposition. So, yeah, a huge 3 points from that perspective to be up and running now. So, yeah, really pleased.
Yeah, the way the game flowed in the first half, I think the goal probably came at a good time for us, because started off well on top, a couple of early chances. I think we forced 4 or 5 corners inside the first 15 minutes, 70% of the ball inside the first 15 minutes as well. But then it just seemed to slow down a little bit, and Crewe started to play their way back into it. And to be fair, it felt like the goal almost came out of nothing. And it was a wondrous left-footed cross from Chris Gunter, a man who's picked up a fair bit of stick in that position so far this season. And all about the DJ, you know, I mean, I thought DJ had a good game yesterday once again. But the part of his game I wasn't really expecting to see much from was him arriving at the far post to plant bullet headers beyond goalkeepers. So that was a nice surprise.
Yeah, and I think when you look at that first 15 minutes, I haven't got the stats, but the first 15 minutes against Wigan, I thought we started okay. The first 15 minutes against MK away, we were raving about that. People who were at Oxford said the same. So I think we've started games well. We just haven't got on the end of crosses, haven't managed to score the goals. And as you say, you take someone like Chris Gunter, who's come in for a lot of criticism, and rightly so, for him to put that ball in the first place with that left foot, obviously, is huge. And then the other thing, particularly, that me and Nath were saying at the Wigan game last week, is we did get a lot of balls into the box, but Stockley was surrounded by about 5 defenders. And it's like, well, what's the point? You might as well not bother if that's what it's going to be like. So to have players actually getting into the box and making those runs and gambling, you know, it's huge. And now DJ's done it, he's going to see the difference that can make. I remember JFC, Forster Kasky, doing it a few seasons ago, and suddenly realised that when he gets into the box, he can start to score goals, and he went on a good little run. And if DJ and Kirk, the other side, can start to notice and realise the benefit of doing that, then that's huge as well, because we can't rely on Stockley all season. You know, he probably is going to get 15 to 20 goals the way things are going, and that's good. But it's not enough. And so these other players need to weigh in. And yeah, I was really pleased for him. And to get that height over his defender and stick that ball away was very impressive. And I thought he had a good game overall. I think he got man of the match, didn't he? But yeah, to get up and running. I can't remember if he scored for us last season or not. But certainly
he got
to get
at
up
Wimbledon, yeah.
Did he? Oh, yeah, I remember. But to get up and running for this season, obviously huge.
Yeah, I mean, so you're talking about the fact that there were people in the area. I mean, obviously that was one of the things we'll hear from Nigel in a minute in his post-match. But I did ask him about that tactical switch, and I think he agreed that Jaden Stockley had been pretty isolated at times this season. So you can see that tactical switch that had Connor Washington near him, Jai Simi getting into the box at the far post. All of a sudden, the opposition penalty area became a much more packed area when it perhaps hadn't been at enough times this season.
Definitely, yeah. And I was sat North Lower in my season ticket yesterday, so obviously you don't get such a good bird's eye view of the pitch. But when we were in the Valley Gold box last week for the Wigan game, and you can see it, the space between him and Morgan was just huge. And look, we've all said it, I don't think Morgan really works as a number 10, and he looked so much more comfortable that bit deeper yesterday. But not only that, but Washington being in either that number 10 or that second striker role just meant that there was somebody always around Stockley for not just the knockdowns, but even when the balls were into feet, Stockley could have his back to goal and he'd have 2 or 3 players around him. And I would think, and you might be able to tell me better, that if you're watching it from a bird's eye view, when the ball was in that final third, there was more than 1 or 2 players up there at all times. And that's certainly how it looked from where I was. So, yeah, the whole thing just seemed more balanced. And Connor Washington's a funny one, because I feel like there were times last season where we almost had to defend him, and I don't really know why we were, because I thought he was absolutely excellent. And again, Stockley's going to be the main man, and I understand that, and we've got our wingers, but he's a player that could be absolutely vital for us, and he showed it yesterday. And, you know, a lot of the fans are certainly praising him as well, so I'm not suggesting that fans don't see it, but he just doesn't seem to quite get the praise he deserves or the game time he deserves. And I know he was injured for a portion last year as well, but I just think we looked so much better balanced yesterday. And I know that midfield was pretty easy to get through, but even so, I was so pleased with the way that we played yesterday and the way that we were set up.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting what you say about Connor. I sort of put in a bit on the SLP website yesterday. He's unglamorous, isn't he? He's not... He's not got a cool haircut or anything like that. He's, you know, obviously as an icon of fashion that I am, I can speak in those terms. But, you know, he does go under the radar, and I think his hard work has paid off. And, you know, we'll hear from Jaden Stockley later on, and perhaps when you read the full piece later in the press. He's certainly not underappreciated by those who play alongside him.
Yeah, and... you know, but when we talked about Ben Purrington for a lot when he first came in, we always used the phrase he's that 7 out of 10 player, and I think Washington has got a little bit about that of him as well. You know, if you're playing him as a top trump card, he's probably quite high or middle to high in pretty much everything, but you know, he's not got the flashy skills that a DJ's got or the heading ability that a Stockley's got or whatever, you know, the dribbling of Kirk. So those players might excel in one or two things, but Washington just does a little bit of everything, and that work rate and that hard work, that again, something that Morgan doesn't necessarily offer in that sort of position is vital. And that's what Stockley needs, because yes, we can get balls into the box, and against a small defence, he's going to probably get his head to a couple and hopefully score, but we can't rely on playing that one dimensional. And think back to the Wigan game last week, the midfield was just so overrun. I don't know how we would have got on in a formation like yesterday against them, because they're obviously a much better team, but you come up against a side who are down there with us who, you know, haven't got that quality in the middle. I think just rely on the two that we did, because I thought Watson was excellent again yesterday and I thought he played well at Wigan. Watson and Morgan controlled that midfield and let Washington and Stockley go ahead of them and do their thing. So, yeah, it was one of those things where you just looked at it and you thought Nigel's just got it spot on for the game he's playing. And yeah, I felt, as I say, although Crewe did have a few chances and McGilvery made a few good saves again, particularly in the second half, I felt relatively comfortable at all times. I never thought we were going to throw that game away yesterday. Mm. And considering we hadn't won yet this season, it's not easy to say that.
Yeah, I mean, that second goal was class, wasn't it? Excellent ball out from DJ. And Washington just measured the ball perfectly for Jaden Stockley. And as Jaden says himself, it sort of made his mind up for him. You know, he knew he could allow the ball across his body and just ease it into that little space until the goalkeeper sort of dived out of the way. And all round a great goal. And great for Jaden as well, you know, two already in this early stage of the season.
Yeah, and again, two different types of goals. He obviously got that set-piece header that we know he can do last time, but you know, we've been saying it again on this podcast for a few weeks now. He's not just about that. He is good with his feet. He is good at moving. You know, he can make the runs, and he showed a little bit of all of that. Yes, he was unmarked, but Washington's ball had to be right. And as you say, Jaden, it would be very easy with that much time to wonder about taking a touch or cutting back inside or trying to lift it over the keeper. But, you know, Jaden, as you said, he made his mind up. He knew what he was going to do. He trusted himself. And stuck it away. So yeah, I was delighted for him. I think that again the balance of that front three worked really nicely. I know Kirk is going to have to get up to speed a little bit, and that's fine. But yeah, I just think, you know, as I say, Stockley is going to be the man. If we're going to have one who gets 15, 20 goals this season, it is going to be him. So to get two already in a team that haven't really performed well and haven't created an awful lot for him, I'd love to know how many chances he's actually been given. Because I imagine his conversion rate is very high. So, a decent finish. And as I say, nice to get one that wasn't a set piece as well.
Now, we almost saw like what would have been one of the greatest moments in Charlton history if that Chris Gunter wonder punter had gone in. I mean, that volley from outside the area, it summed up the sort of game he had actually yesterday, considering I think from a lot of us, he's come under a bit of stick. He's never really wowed us since he's come into the club, but you know, playing out of position yesterday, he actually looked really assured, and I mean, it would have been perfect if he topped it off with that.
Yeah, I won't say what I said to you boys in the WhatsApp, because I don't think that's safe for the podcast. But Yeah, and it was a great strike, you know, joking aside. And I was at uni in Nottingham when he was playing for Nottingham Forest, so I used to see him a lot there, and obviously he was a little bit younger, but I thought he was just a really, really solid, decent right back. Obviously the Welsh bit helps as well, so I'd be looking for any way to defend him that I could, but last few games, he's rightly come in for criticism, especially that MK Dons game. I thought he was poor overall, and that was epitomised by that foul throw he gave late on, or the taking too many yards or whatever it was. But yesterday, he just looked better. And again, he was up against weaker opposition, and that helps. But, you know, I'm sure his confidence has been a little bit knocked, and he's still got to do his job. And I thought he did it well, and he got forward better. Obviously, he got the cross in, as you say, that left-footed shot that was, you know, inches away. I sat right behind that goal. It wasn't far off. And he just looked a lot more confident, really. And obviously, I think he's going off with Wales, isn't he, in the international break. And I was saying to somebody on Twitter that he does tend to play well for them. I don't know what it is about the Welsh team, but maybe just because they're not very good. But he certainly looks a lot better. So if he can get some confidence from being, you know, in that camp and being one of the main men there, come back and hit the ground running again, then you know, his confidence will be right up. And at the moment, we'll obviously talk about transfers later, but at the moment, we haven't got huge strength in depth at fullback, even when Purrington's back. Obviously, that might change, but if not, he's going to have to play a big part in this season. So a Gunter that plays like he did yesterday, I think I'd be more than happy with to play the majority of the campaign.
Yeah, as you said, I think when he goes off on international duty with Wales, obviously he's making that step down, so it's easier to look better than,
exactly,
than when he's playing in League One, yeah, with Cholton, but that's not the case. I mean, there's so many players I want to talk about yesterday. I mean, you've already mentioned Watson, so let's talk about someone else in that midfield, Albie Morgan, sitting a little bit deeper, seemed to suit him a bit better.
Much, much better. Yeah, he needs that time on the ball, really. He's a class player on the ball, but he's not one. He gets a little bit flustered when there's players around him and with his back to goal, which is something Nathan and Lewis mentioned on Thursday's show. Yeah, he just doesn't like that. He likes to see the game in front of him because we all know he can pick a 30, 40-yard pass. So, yeah, he looked a lot more comfortable in that too in the midfield. And as I say, it'll be very interesting when we come up against a better side again, whether two like that could really get away with it. Because particularly in Wigan, when we tried to push for the game towards the end, suddenly that midfield was being heavily overrun. So it'll be interesting to see what Nigel does then. And that might be slightly dictated by, you know, Gilby being fit, Lee getting up to speed, or whether we bring anybody else in. But yeah, just on yesterday's performance, that was much better, much more like the Albie Morgan we know. And I'd like to see him kind of continue in that position. I think it'd be a little bit harsh to drop him. You know, we've given him that number 10 shirt. We're clearly hoping that this could be his breakthrough season. And I don't know what his confidence is like, but I wouldn't want a couple of relatively average performances to, you know, to risk him just being dropped now and, you know, and that's it for the season, or we send him out on loan. So, yeah, he was much better yesterday. He needs to keep that up. He can't let his standard drop, but he looks so much more comfortable in that deep line position.
Yeah, and obviously one downside yesterday, Ryan Ennis coming off. I think it's well known that, you know, he got managed through pre-season. I imagine there'll be stages where we manage him in the season going forward now. Obviously, it happened against Milton Keynes. He came off for the last half an hour, and Deji Eleraway came on. And the same yesterday. I mean, we'll hear from Nigel about Ryan. It doesn't sound like it's too major of a problem at the moment. But, I mean, let's talk about Deji again. For a 17-year-old, every time he's come into the first team now to look so assured, I mean, feel like there's a big future there.
It's ridiculous. Like, for the age he is, I'm sure you'll remember when Gomez came on for that first time and he looked like he was some 27-year-old, you know, experienced defender who'd done it all already. And obviously he's now starting to prove that at Liverpool. But Deji's got a little bit of that in him already, you know, and obviously there's a long way to go to see where his career goes. And I'm not going to suggest he's going to be playing at Liverpool centre-back in 2 or 3 years, but it's that ease and that calmness on the ball. Konsa had it when he first came in at centre-back as well. That it just very, very relaxed. You know, nothing seemed to faze him yesterday. And yes, we were 2-0 up, but just one goal back in it, you know, with 10 minutes to go, and suddenly we'd be getting nervous. It'd be very easy for that to kind of weigh on his shoulders a little bit as well. And for Nigel, you know, he's got Jason Pearce, who's, you know, the most experienced defender at the club captain, on the bench as well. And to choose to put Deji on ahead of him is a huge statement, and shows the faith that he has in him as well. So, yeah, look, obviously we hope that Ryan Innes, you'd imagine after the international break, it will have cleared up. And you know, him and Famwo, you would hope, would be our starting two for the majority of games when fit. But to have someone like Deji that can come on and be that assured is obviously a huge positive. And I've seen a lot of people asking what his contract situation is. I don't know, but it's important we do get him tied down, because you'd imagine, you know, as I say, I don't think it's going to happen this year, but you'd imagine there's a big move in him if he continues this level of progress. And hopefully we get a couple of good seasons out of him as well before that happens, because he looked very good yesterday.
Yeah, and obviously a debut for Elliot Lee. I'm going to call him my mate because I was at the training ground when he arrived, even though I never spoke to him or actually saw him. But my mate Elliot Lee came off the bench, and yeah, debut obviously following in the footsteps of his father. Did you like what you see in these early days?
Yeah, I did. Again, a bit like Kirk as well. He gets the ball and his first thing is turning and running at the opposition. And obviously, by the time he came on, the game was stretched. They were pushing to try and get back in it. So there was a lot of space for him to run into. But I think that he will offer us something different in there, because, and Nathan and I were saying it yesterday in the pub, Kirk also, we wondered about maybe playing Kirk in that number 10, whether Lee can play there as well. Obviously, you've got Washington in there. So I almost feel like if we are looking at more players, somebody else out wide might be interesting, because I'd like to see Kirk pushed inside a little bit. But yeah, I don't think there was enough to judge Leon yesterday. But from what I saw, obviously I wasn't on Thursday's show to speak about it, but from what I saw of him at Luton before, I think we've got a good player there. Yeah, there's a long way to go, but you know he brings goals, you know he brings assists, and you know that front line is now starting to take shape. As I say, maybe like one, possibly two more. I think that second is very dependent on whether Ronnie, you know, can get up to speed and can get minutes and looks the real deal or not. But if he does, I think one other maybe wide player would really set us in pretty good stead. We were talking about the midfield, weren't we, in the week, and we said we're pretty happy with that, particularly once Gilby's back. So I feel like we're getting there now. And it has come late and it's taken a while, but I do feel like the squad is coming together at the... Hopefully we can start to kick on once the international break's done and dusted.
Excellent stuff. Right, let's have a listen then to what Nigel Atkins had to say after yesterday's game. Of course, you may well have already seen the news as well that there was a potential new signing sat there in the crowd. I did ask Nigel Atkins about Harry Arter, the Nottingham Forest midfielder. Obviously used to play with the Addicts as a kid. I think made one first team appearance for us before going on to have one hell of a career, 10 years at AFC Bournemouth. He was there in the crowd yesterday. Did ask Nigel Atkins, and he does absolutely everything but confirm he's there, obviously, because he's not quite signed the bit of paper by the sounds of it. So listen out for that. But yeah, this is what Nigel Atkins made of yesterday's 2-0 win over Crewe Alexandra.
Well, we've played well. You know, it was a great atmosphere in the Valley. We've scored two really good goals. Should have scored a lot more goals, but you can see the spirit amongst the players, the work ethic that they've got. You know, from my point of view, they've been working really hard on the training ground yet again, and a lot of the things they put on the pitch today again, and we've got the result that we needed. Clean sheet, two good goals, should have scored some more, really.
And relief as well after the slow start to the season. They've been finally able to put performance together that coupled with a result as well.
Well, listen, everyone knows you've got to get results, but I've been really pleased with a lot of things that have been going on. As I said, we talk about the spirit of the players, you know, wanting to learn. We've strengthened the group as well, which is important. And from my point of view, really pleased with the attitude and the application of all the players and all the staff. There's a big togetherness. And today, the fans got right behind the players as well, yet again. And it was a good afternoon all round.
You looked to tweak the shape today. What was your thinking behind that? And I guess, did you see the outcome that you were hoping for?
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about last season and this season, we've gone like with a, you know, a 1-4-3-3, if you like, with the personnel that we've got. And, you know, we've started the season that way. But when I look at last week's game in particular, we were getting in the attacking third, we're not getting enough bodies in there. And from my point of view, again, I didn't expect Connor Washington to be available last week. He managed to come in. We brought Kirky in now, so we're adding strength to the group. That way Jaden's not isolated as much, and we've got Connor in there. But as you can see, sometimes if you're not careful, you can play a front two and you can get overrun in the middle of the pitch. So you have to be mindful of that. But again, attack-minded. And we scored, created a lot of opportunities. Really good. Really pleased with Elliot Lee coming on as well. Because again, we're looking at between the lines. You can see straight away he's going to be able to lick the play. But I thought Connor Washington and Jaden Stockley did really well. Really pleased with the first goal. You know, we highlighted it through the course of the week where we think Crewe's going to be able to play out. And we've set up to press them and we've won the ball back. And Chrissy Gunter puts a fantastic left-footed crossing. And again, we highlighted last week maybe DJ being too far out when a cross comes in. We want him to get in the far post, and he does that, and he scores a great goal. And again, what a threat we are on the counter-attack as well. Great pass from Connor Washington to put Jaden Stockley in, who showed great composure to go and score the goal. We had a lot of opportunities to score many more. Again, getting the ball in the attacking third, getting the ball into the penalty area and getting bodies in there. We've worked the keeper a lot more today, so we're really pleased about that as a group. And we've kept a clean sheet.
You mentioned Connor Washington. He's a player I feel goes under the radar a little bit with the fans, but I think you showed exactly how important he is today for the side.
Well, we want a team that's going to work the socks off for each other. And Connor does that. And again, he's probably looking at himself thinking, I could have scored a couple. The goalkeeper's made some saves from that. But, he's prepared to run and running beyond. And sometimes if you've, you need to be able to go and penetrate, so you can stretch the game so you can go and play. And he does that really well for us. So, he'll go off on international duty now in good spirits.
One downside to that, obviously, Ryan coming off. Can you give us any indication of what the issue was there, or was it just a case of managing his minutes again?
Well, hopefully, he was a little bit uncomfortable, but hopefully nothing too serious. And then we've got total confidence. They've got two really good centre-halves, and Jason Pearce, club captain, rate him so highly, and young Deji. And every confidence put him on, and what a great performance he put in for that half hour. Really assured, great passing through the lines, good defensive work, and he was really assured for that performance, so... really pleased with that.
Yeah, no, George Dobson today wasn't in the squad at all. Has he picked up a little problem or anything?
No, I've got a squad of players. We're trying to strengthen all round, So I've spoke with George. I had a good chat with George yesterday. But, he was in the dressing with all the players. We've got a group who have maybe not been on the bench today. We've got another game to go on Tuesday. And mindful of all of us, competition for places drives performance. That's what we need, And I'm really pleased. I'm really pleased with George's attitude. So that's not a question. We're trying to help him as well. Everyone's trying to help each other, which is an important thing. So he'll be starting the game on Tuesday.
You mentioned about wanting to bring more players in. Of course, transfer deadline day is coming up on Tuesday. One name that's been mentioned, Harry Arter, as a possible option as a loan. Is that one you're aware of?
I am aware of that. Obviously, there's a lot of things going on. So you're going to have to watch your space. And I suppose at the end of the day, when somebody has signed a piece of paper and is announced as our player, then he's announced as our player. But I think you'll find it could be a quite interesting 3 days over the weekend going into Tuesday evening where players... I was reading a quote this morning, actually, about was it the Barnsley chairman talking about... as a player, actually, he thought he'd done a medical and everything. He's in he's in there ready to sign. Next minute, he's disappeared and he's gone somewhere else. So anything could happen. So, what we want to do is help a very honest, hard-working group of players, a young group with some real good senior players, see if we can improve and put ourselves in a position at the end of the season to achieve what we set out to do. We've got a great spirit and maybe the last couple of weeks has helped build that resolve and that spirit, which is important. And today was an entertaining game for the supporters to certainly come and watch because we had a lot of goal mouth action, so I was really pleased.
So you're looking ahead to the transfer deadline day. It's the same day you're playing the game against Crawley in the Pizza Trophy. In terms of what sort of team you're going to put out, because I know you mentioned the 23s are playing, do you think there's going to be a mixture of first teamers in there?
Well, we'll assess everybody. Obviously, we just talked about George Dobson there. George will start the game. There's players that are coming in needing to play, and obviously I'm mindful of everybody. We've got real good players here who've got a play, and again, staking a claim for if you like, the league action. The Papa John's Trophy is the game on Tuesday. And, from our point of view, we want to maintain the momentum and keep driving on. So, as I said, we've got a good spirit. Competition for places is important. And players will get the opportunity on Tuesday evening. We've got a squad. We're trying to build a strong squad of players to keep moving the football club forward.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The box looking at Stockley, he gets it in, and there's the opening goal. Jonas scored, it's delivered. delivery, absolutely perfect from Albie Morgan, picks out Stockley, who rose first and flicked it past Fisher for the opening goal.
Yeah, and that is a very, very difficult ball to defend if you're a centre-half. I know you want to look at it from Stockley's point of view. He was aggressive. He got above the centre-half. He pinned him so he couldn't make a jump and attack the ball. And then once you've done that, it's just a case of getting contact onto the football itself and directed towards goal. He did that. We find ourselves one in front, but a delightful delivery from Albie Morgan.
Right, welcome back to Charlton Live. That was Nigel Adkins then just before the break. Obviously very pleased to get off the mark with the first win of the season. Obviously asked him about Harry Arter, was there in the crowd. I had it confirmed shortly after the interview that he was there in the crowd yesterday. Getting on a bit, I guess, but you know, a player who's shown his quality throughout the years. I'm not sure how much he's played sort of in recent times, but an exciting addition if he does come, Tom.
I think so. Yeah, he's certainly got the quality. I think I read somewhere, and I don't know if it's true, that he played a few minutes at an end of a game in February and maybe hasn't played anything since then. So, yeah, match fitness is obviously going to be an issue for him. But we've got the Papa Johns and we've got under-23s games that we can get him up to speed. And, yeah, he's a very good player. Obviously played in Bournemouth in their rise up to the Premier League as well. As you say, didn't quite make it with us, but has gone on and had a very good career. And yes, he's coming towards the end of that, but Darren Pratley was coming to the end of his career when he signed for us, and look at the player he turned out to be. And, you know, Ben Watson maybe hasn't quite done that yet, although the recent performances have certainly been better. So, you know, having experienced heads in there, I know bringing down the average age of the squad is something that Thomas is keen to do. And, you know, is certainly the majority of the signings he's looking to buy have all fitted a similar sort of mould in terms of young players on long contracts. But someone like Harry Arter in the middle could bring so much experience, like Ben Watson can, to the likes of Albie and you know, Sean Clare and Dobson. You know, they're young players as well. So, yeah, I think on and off the pitch, he would be a very good bit of business if we can get him in. You know, I'd expect it would just be till the end of the season, you know, at most, and see what happens. But, you know, if he can get up to speed and we can give him some football and he can kind of fall back in love with it, because I'm guessing he's probably not enjoyed his time over the last few months, then, yeah, as I say, technically a very good player. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see, as you say, for it to be confirmed. But it certainly looks like if that does go over the line, I'd be pleased with that.
Mm. Yeah, you mentioned Dobbo there. George Dobson, obviously not involved yesterday. We heard there from Nigel Adkins. You know, obviously he doesn't use the word dropped, but that's what he was. He was left out of the squad. Nigel said he's going to, you know, everyone's going to help each other to improve. Were you surprised to see him out of the team so early? Is a player you sort of watch and there's a couple of good bits you see, but I mean, overall, I still found it quite hard to form an overall opinion on him. So obviously Nigel's seen something that he felt that could be improved. And I guess that midfield area is the part of the pitch that we've probably lost a lot of games so far this season because we haven't been able to control games enough to feed our forward players. So no, are you surprised to see a big change in the middle of the park so far?
Not really. I think, it's difficult to form an opinion of him at this early stage, but he certainly hasn't been that impressive in games. I think, you know, I think Clare has shown a little bit more tenacity, maybe, if I had to judge them against each other, and even that seems a bit harsh. I think when you look at the game yesterday, as I say, because we were just going with those two midfielders, you need to know that you've got combative players in there, players that are going to get stuck in, players that are, you know, not going to be bullied. And obviously, you know, you've got that in Ben Watson. And I think you've got that in Albie as well. So I see why he picked those two in particular. You know, I hope it's not a case that we never see Dobson again, because I definitely think he's got something to offer us. But I think it's, you know, as we said, the midfield as a whole is probably one of the areas that we've got the most options in terms of who we play there. So I think for Nigel, he's looking at the game and the opposition and picking the right players for that. I think there will be a role for Dobson in a midfield three once we get that balance right and what that three are. But yesterday wasn't the game for him. And his career is early days in terms of his Charlton career, but he hasn't been brilliant. So just take him out for a week. We got the international break. Maybe there's a couple of things he wants him to work on in training. I'm sure Jacko and the like will sort that out. And as I say, there's a good player in there. We know that. So even Arter coming in maybe with that experience can help him out as well. So I expect him to be back. But I was also kind of pleased, with no disrespect to him, that that we went with the midfield we did yesterday, and it proved the right one ultimately with the result as well.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Right, let's hear from someone else involved in yesterday's victory then, the striker. Jaden Stockley got the Addicts second of the afternoon. That was his second of the season. An excellent finish, taking it around the goalkeeper. The headmaster can still score with his feet as well. So he came into the press conference after the game yesterday, and I asked him if the result, our first win of the campaign, came as a big relief.
Yeah, I think that was the first emotion. 2-0 at half time, sort of a tricky scoreline. You got to go out and be relentless, sort of first 15, and put your marker down against a team that likes the ball. It's easy to get caught in the trap of sitting behind the ball and inviting pressure, but I thought the lads really really dug deep and in quite hard conditions physically to go out there and put the impetus back on them. I thought really proud of the boys. I thought they were great to get out of a slump. Sometimes when you're losing, it can be, you know, a bit of a snowball effect. It takes a real big effort to get out of that, and we needed to today.
I guess it must have been sort of weirder this season, because I don't think before the campaign anyone really saw this start coming, so it must have come as a bit of a shock, and nice to get out of the way now.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We were confident. We'd had some good results pre-season, so sometimes, you know, sometimes you can't put your finger on it. Sometimes you've got to look deep, you know, at yourself. I definitely have the past week. Things that I could do better, things I could do, obviously, being given the armband, things, the ways that I can talk to players, as well as ways that I can help players. I think, you know, we've looked at ourselves and we've responded well today.
And obviously, nice for any striker to get a couple of early goals in the season, and see a lovely one with your foot as well today. Obviously, it's the slightly running joke about the headmaster and all that.
But yeah.
Showed you've got the ability to take it around the keeper there. It was a nice move, and we've spoken a lot about Connor Washington's performance today. Obviously, he played a little bit closer to you. How nice is it to have him sort of up and around where you're playing?
It was brilliant. I've never seen someone make so many runs before. He just keeps going. His willingness to get near me, his willingness to do the work, you know, that no one sees, to stretch him and create space is brilliant. And his vision to see me for the goal was exceptional. The weight on the pass, everything was perfect for me, and it made my mind up in terms of what I was going to do. So I'm really proud of the boys. We started amazing, and then we had a 10-minute where it just, you know, it turned a little bit, and we could have gone either way there. So I thought the response from the lads was excellent.
There we go. The headmaster, the big Labrador there, the footman, as I called him now. He scored with his foot as well, Jaden Stockley. Class finish, wasn't it, yesterday? I enjoyed him doing the tunnel jump as well, actually, after the game. It's the first time we've had one of those in a long, long time. And another thing that sort of feels like we're getting a little bit back to normal, and you know, not seeing tunnel jumps too often is quite normal, actually, to be fair. But never normally this amount of gap in between, and yeah, proving his worth so far, Tom.
Yeah, definitely. And with that tunnel jump again, I know it's a silly little point, and it's probably nothing, but Kyle in his photo showed it, the passion he showed. You know, that win yesterday really meant something to him and to the players, because, you know, they'll have been bothered. You know, whether you think they really care about the fact they play for Charlton or whatever, and, you know, I'll let everybody make up their own minds, but you could see how important that was to him, because he was properly pumped up after the game. And as I said earlier, you know, to score, not only to score with his feet, but to score from open play as well, and to show a different side of him in terms of his goals, really important as far as I'm concerned, because, as I said earlier, we don't want to just be a team that lumps it into him and hopes that he can win a header. We want those other options. So, yeah, he's going to be a key man. I think Carl said it, didn't he, last week, or after the Oxford game, that he's probably the best striker in the league. I don't know whether he is the best, but as I think it was Tiger Woods said, even if you're not, you want to be part of the conversation. And I think Stockley is definitely part of the conversation of being the best striker in the league. So, yeah, he's got a big season ahead of him. There's a lot of weight on those shoulders, because he is, well, not just because he's big and tall, but because he is going to be our main man. But as I say, with DJ just getting in yesterday, and if we can get a couple of others of those midfielders up and running, we know Kirk can score goals, we know Elliot Lee can score goals, then hopefully that'll just take the weight off him a little bit. And if that does that, then hopefully he can flourish. But yeah, I was delighted for him yesterday, absolutely delighted.
Yeah, buzzing for Jaden Stockley, and he seems like a really nice bloke when he came in to chat. Well, let's get some fans' views on the podcast, and in a few moments' time, we're going to hear our views from the fans bar feature where myself and Lewis went into the Crossbars, the fans bar, after the game, just to ask for some people's views on the performance, and obviously the transfer window closure, which is coming up. But people have tweeted in as well. London Innit Geezer reiterates what you said, Tom, about Jaden's tunnel jumps. He's never seen a tunnel jump as passionate as Stockley's today. Emotion poured out of him. He is definitely one of us. Yeah, and I'm certain that was not just the enjoyable nature of the victory, but the fact it is a massive weight off everyone's shoulders as well. Lee said, when you listened to the Crew podcast, fella, the other day, it sounded like the players just didn't want to play, and I think yesterday's game was a perfect indication of that. Cheltenham Exile says, a deserved win. Liked the 4-4-2. Morgan better a bit deeper, and Washington much more effective when he was closer to Stockley. Crew, however, are a poor side. Let's not get carried away. Lots more hard work to do, both on and off the pitch. Dan says, it was a fantastic team performance. Great for their confidence. Steve said, I would have added after the first goal to that, but there was certainly a much needed improvement for sure. Joe Green says, a positive and improved performance. Washington and DJ the standouts for me. I think if Harry Arter gets fit and we sign him, he will be a top level midfielder for this division. I still think we need a pacey left back to support Kirk, as he didn't get into the game enough. Yeah, I think it's fair to say we haven't seen the best from Charlie yet. I think it's also fair to say that's probably no surprise whatsoever. He had a long spell out. Obviously, he had the difficulty of the sad passing of his father whilst making a move to the other end of the country. It's no surprise that he hasn't quite hit the ground running yet. But it's not like he hasn't had moments as well. And you're seeing those little flashes. You know, he had a chance to score yesterday, had a chance to score in his first game against Wigan, his first start. We've seen enough to suggest there's certainly going to be a player there.
Definitely, yeah. I'm not worried in the slightest. I agree that he hasn't been his best, but it's been two games. And as you say, given the last few weeks and months that he's had, I don't blame him in the slightest. You know, get him on the training ground now, get him running, give him a couple of weeks to settle into a new location, as you say, and see where he is. I wouldn't even be judging him until at the earliest, the end of October. You know, he's a new player, he's come in, it's going to take some time. And as you say, despite all of that, I still think we've seen glimpses of a player that's very, very good. When he does get the ball, he carries it well. He takes players on. He's, as you say, looking for goal. Okay, the finishing hasn't quite been there yet, but he's doing all the right things. And he's a player that's only going to get better for me. So I agree that he didn't yesterday get in the game as much as we would have liked. But when he did get in the game, he looked dangerous. So yeah, not worried at all. And as I say, I think he's only going to improve.
Yeah, actually, I think now would be a good time to bring in the clip from David Artell, the Crew manager. He came into the press conference yesterday. So I asked him just a little bit about Charlie Kirk coming to the Valley. He also says the fact that they've lost so many players over the summer has played a big part in their poor start to the season.
Yeah, we've lost 8 players from that starting 11. You know, some buggers in South London have bought one of them. You know, that's our business model. That's what we do. You've got a good player. He creates the final third, makes good decisions in the final third. It's what I alluded to, you know, 2 minutes ago. He makes good decisions in the final third, and you know, there's not many players in this day and age at this moment in time are going for any money, never mind £500,000. So I think that shows his value. So you know, you like I say, and you've got a good player, good person, and. We'll have him back on loan in January.
How much potential do you think he has?
He's got a lot. He didn't score as many goals as he should have done last year. But he creates, the year before in League Two, he created lots and scored lots. So, he'll have to adjust to Nigel and Charlton's way of playing. But he had a chance where he killed one over the bar. But he'll score goals for you. And he'll create goals, certainly for Jordan. That's for sure. So, I hope he doesn't, but I hope he don't on the same hand. You know, he's a great kid. I had him at 16. He's been with us since 6. And when you see us at our place, I'm sure you'll have more of an opinion because you'll have seen him more.
There we go. Not often we use the opposition manager's press conference on here, but I thought he was quite funny, David Artell. The South London buggers signing Charlie Kirk being my favourite thing. But yeah, good insight into what he thinks that Charlie's going to offer, and it does sound really promising. Right, John said, all round very good yesterday. Bit worried about future cover for the forwards, though. Hope we sign one before the end of the window. We've got midfielders of varying quality coming out of our ears at the moment. Yeah, we certainly do have a lot of midfielders, but I do think we needed that little bit of extra boost in that position that we've seen over the last few days. Right, Jonathan West says, hi, Jonathan West, it's at the Upbeats. I was at the Valley last Saturday. It was fantastic. I look forward to being there on Tuesday as well. Good man, Jonathan. We'll see you there. Alan says, it was much better and amazing what happens when fullbacks overlap. Watson is the ginger Perlow. Elliot Lee looks very good. The negative was that Crew were poor and 2-0 was a worry as Max still ended up having to make 3 world-class saves. On another day, a better side may well have got a result from us. Well done, Mac. Yeah, he's had a good couple of games now, Craig McGovern, after giving away, maybe not giving away, but a couple of goals that he would have felt he could have done a bit better with. So yeah, good to see that Craig McGovern is starting to play to the form that we know he has from his time at Portsmouth. And Will says, looking forward to hearing today's Charlton Live show on the back of yesterday's win. Good and much better needed result with good performances. Onwards and upwards, that's from Will. Cheers, Will. Right, me and Lewis went into the fans bar yesterday to get some more fans' opinions on the game, and this is what the supporters in the fans bar had to say to us.
Well, we should have scored a lot more goals, that's for sure. I mean, the score could have easily have been 7-3 or something. It's more brilliant saves from McGilvery. I hope that's how you pronounce his name. I'm never quite sure. Vast improvement. I don't know what Stockley feeds himself on, and Albie. I mean, it's unbelievable. The amount of running around they do, the effort they put in. It's a good performance all round.
Much better than the last couple of weeks. DJ was an inspiration today, I think. Much better quality. Much better going forward. Yeah. I think if a couple of signings, we're only 2 or 3 away from a good side that will press us making the top four. I think Harry Arter coming into the side, I think, is going to be a big signing for us. And I think going forward, I think we'll be fine.
I thought it was good, to be honest. I think we're still kind of lacking creativity in midfield, to be honest. But to be honest, 2 goals, can't really complain about that. I'm looking forward to seeing what Lee can do once he's back. And I've heard there's rumours about Arter coming as well, so that's where I think we need to strengthen.
Yeah, absolutely. Much, much better. I thought we were much better going forward, much more creative. I thought Morgan in that deeper position particularly was much more effective. Like, it really, really suited him. I thought Washington coming back in but playing more centrally worked really well. But the star of the show was DJ. DJ had a f***ing great game.
Keep that in there.
He had a great game.
I want to say about Ben Watson, people sort of have a right go about him, but the last 2 games, I thought he's almost been man of the match. I know that's a bit controversy, but I really think he's been performing well.
I think from what I've seen so far, like, we've been playing the 4-3-3. I'm not quite sure what formation we were playing today, actually. It was 4-4-2?
4-4-2, probably.
Seemed like a 4-4-2. I think, because Stockley wins pretty much every header. Right? he's amazing. And then Washington's got the pace as well to come in behind. Yeah. So I think, Washington and Stockley as a pair is a pretty good front two. And then we've got Kirk and DJ on the wings as well. Can't really go wrong.
I think 2 or 3. I think I was in the director's box today, so speaking to people, they were saying Harry Arter's hopefully over the line by Tuesday. Another 2 or 3 by Tuesday, they reckon.
I think we need a left back. I know a lot of people aren't a fan of Ben Perrington, but I quite like Ben Perrington, to be fair. So once he's back, I think we need a backup left back, backup keeper. I think Deji Elereri is filling in well for Innes, so maybe we don't need a centre back as much. It'd be nice to get a goal scoring forward, but I mean, I think I don't really know what's happened to Schwartz, to be honest. I mean, he seemed like he was going to come in as like the goal scoring striker, but that hasn't really seemed to happen. And I'm not sure if Davison's quite at the level yet, so potentially another goal scoring striker would be nice, but I think we're almost there, to be honest.
There we go. Thanks to everyone who joined us in the fans bar yesterday. We'll be in there again after the next game. It's at home again, isn't it? A couple of weeks. We've got the international break coming up. We won't be doing one after the pizza game because we're not doing a show this week in midweek. So no fans bar reaction after the game against Crawley on Tuesday. But we will be back in the fans bar after the game against Cheltenham when we come back on September the 11th. So looking forward to that one. We've got a few emails as well. after yesterday's game. Peter Manners said, I wrote last week saying about how this month marked my 50th anniversary of supporting the club. Well, today is actually the day. And just as we did on that day 50 years ago, we won 2-0. I'm far less depressed than I was last week, but we did only beat a mainly poor Crew side. Still, we looked more balanced, so there were some very good performances. Morgan looked better in a more natural position for him, and Elliot Lee looks handy. A few more signings and things will start to look more positive. Cheers, chaps. Love the show. Cheers, Pete. And congratulations on reaching that big 5-0 your anniversary, and I'm glad the boys were able to put a win for you. On Jack Blizzard says, hi chaps, what a well needed result that was. I thought Adkins got the formation spot on with Washington's running in between and out wide was great, and both goals were well taken. For me though, after the grief he's been given by some fans, and especially as it's not his natural position, I want to say that Gunter had a blinder down the left hand side. Hopefully this is the first win of many to come. Roll on Tuesday. That's from Jack. Cheers, Jack. Phil says, hi guys, what difference it makes when we play 4-4-2. Much more cohesion as the defenders can find the midfield, and the midfield were able to have more space and time on the ball to create better chances for the forwards. Also gives Jaden a partner to work up top with. Hopefully we can continue to use this formation, and I'm sure if we do, we'll move up the table rapidly. I felt that Charlie Kirk was a little wary of doing too much damage to his former teammates. Whilst he played okay, he didn't really take the defenders on as much as I think he's capable of, but overall a good performance and much more enjoyable watch than any other game this season. Keep up the good works. That's from Phil. Cheers, Phil. Craig says, hey guys, top show. A great win from the lads. 4-4-2. Hey, who would have thought it? Washington was man of the match. Get a few more bodies in and hopefully we can push on up the Addicts. And then Jonathan West always sent the same tweet as an email. So there you go, Jonathan. You've got your mention on the show. Good to see you looking so happy at the Valley. Now, I did mention on Thursday's show that I was looking forward to going down to Lewis to watch the women's team in action. I did have an inkling at the time that it might be called off because I was planning on going down to the training ground during the week to get a load of stuff during the for like the preview show, looking ahead to the season. But we had to cancel it because there was a couple of COVID cases in the camp. And sure enough, the game did get called off after that. So unfortunately, I can't go down to Lewis for that game until it's rearranged. But when it is, I'm hoping to bump into Richard Church, who's emailed me saying, hi, Louis, you seem somewhat confused about where Lewis is. I'm fairly confident that I said it was somewhere in Sussex, which I still think is correct. But he says, I'm a Charlton boy by birth, but I've been living down in these parts for 20 years, still got my Charlton season ticket. Lewis is a beautiful medieval town in East Sussex, just to the east of Brighton, slightly inland on the River Ouse. See, this is exactly where I said. The Dripping Pan is an iconic football ground in non-league circles. Yeah, it's exactly part of the reason why I wanted to go down to that game. I wanted to tick off the Dripping Pan for a long time and obviously see the girls play. Lewis women were the first team to pay their women the same wage as the men. Lewis has the best pint of bitter in the south as well, brewed at the local Harvey's Brewery. Yeah, I did wonder what the brewery around there was. It's not Currie. No, it's Harvey's. All of that pales into insignificance when you take into account the firework night. Is this an advert for Lewis, Richard? If you haven't been there on November the 5th, you simply haven't lived. Well, I'm looking forward to coming down for the rearranged fixture, and Richard said he'll see me there, and he'll give me the tour. Excellent stuff. Cheers, Richard. Excellent. So when that game does happen, we look forward to coming down and watching it. Charlton Live have, of course, we're going to sponsor one of the players. I think we're going for the captain. Lauren Bruton is going to be the player we sponsor this year. So looking forward to getting involved with the women's team once more. Well, we've got a few minutes left, Tom. I mean, we should talk briefly about transfers a bit more. Obviously, Papa John's on Tuesday. Are you going to go?
Nope.
No, there we go. Sorted. I made the mistake of slightly belittling the competition in front of Nigel Atkins there. Like, if I called it the pizza trophy to Lee Bowyer, he'd laugh and then probably have a 2-minute rant about the pizza trophy. But I called it the pizza trophy, and Nigel Atkins was keen to correct me and say, no, it's the Papa John's trophy. And I don't know if it's one that we're going to perhaps take a bit more seriously this year, but Nigel certainly was. Either that, or he's paid in pizza or something.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Sponsors man.
Yeah, he's a sponsor, a company man, Nigel Atkins. But yeah, so obviously we're not that interested about the competitions. Therefore, and it is transfer deadline day, so you'll be having more eye on the Twitter to see if we're actually going to sign anyone during a game, which would be quite something.
Yeah, I'm actually going to order a rival pizza and just sit and watch transfer deadline day instead. So I think. But joking aside, I think it is a good opportunity. The problem is we haven't got the biggest squad in the world, but it's a good opportunity to get some minutes. You know, you'd expect maybe Deji can start, maybe Pierce can start. Maybe some of the midfielders, people like Kirk or Elliot Lee, who haven't played a lot of football.
Do you reckon we'll see Ronnie? I mean,
I'd love to see it. Yeah. You know, I know he played for the under-23s the other week. I think, you know, what's the harm in giving him even 45 minutes? So there's options there, but at the moment, maybe not quite enough. But like most Charlton fans, I think that, you know, that's less important than seeing who we sign. So, you know, I'm not going actually because I can't go on Tuesday night, but I think, yeah, the important thing about Tuesday, or certainly by Tuesday, is making sure we've got at least another couple of bodies through the door.
Yeah, certainly. Right, we have run out of time, actually, on this week's Charlton Live. So don't forget, because it's the international break coming up, we're not going to do a show next Thursday or next Sunday. Keep an eye on our Charlton Live Instagram. I'll post up a few little clips and stuff in between now and then to keep you going. Other than that, we'll be back in a couple of weeks. So enjoy your time off from us. Thanks to everyone who's got involved with the show, obviously, by tweeting or emailing or speaking to us in the fans bar after the game. Thanks for all of you who've listened to the show. Thank you, Tom, for joining me this Sunday evening.
Cheers, mate.
Have a good bank holiday Monday tomorrow, everyone. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. I've been Louis Mendes. Thanks for listening. We'll see you after the international break.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.